Welcome to another episode of 100 at 100, Research for Our Next Century, celebrating the birthday of the University of Texas at El Paso, its 100th birthday. Today we have Professor Maria Amaya. She is the Wakefield Professor of the College of Nursing. Maria, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
What is your research? What's that of you and your students?
Well, today I wanted to discuss the research that my students have done in the graduate nursing program here at UTEP. My classes are online, so I have, and my students have been conducting research on the status of the healthcare system, especially the effects of the Affordable Care Act. And I want to say, first of all, I want to emphasize that these students are practicing RNs, so they've been in the system. And the other thing I want to emphasize is that while most of my students are from the local area, I have students from all over Texas and all over the country enrolled in our online course. So this research doesn't just include what nurses in El Paso feel has been the effect of the Affordable Care Act on nursing practice, but what nurses across the country who are also enrolled in my course, their research and their experience in working in nursing after the Affordable Care Act.
How many people in this program any given semester?
The average number of students enrolled per term in my course where this research was done is 30 to 40.
So that's a very difficult number of students to maintain a contact and do research with. What are they finding? Let's go that way.
The students have been looking at objective, nonpartisan data, which is very difficult to come by. But they've done a great job. For example, they have counted the number of uninsured prior to the implementation of the Affordable Care Act and after the Affordable Care Act.
What's the status?
Well, the main concern that nurses in my class, in all of my classes, and I teach research and policy and nursing theory, and the main concern has been the fact that there has been an increased patient load for nurses in the corporate-run hospitals. And there has not been a symmetrical increase in the number of nurses who are practicing. So nurses, RNs, are overloaded. They may be the only RN in the unit and have 30 to 35 patients, patients waiting to be admitted and patients waiting to be discharged.
I understand the load of a nurse, but what's that got to do with the Affordable Care Act, per se?
Well, these nurses have said that with the Affordable Care Act, there is going to be an increased load, even from what we have now, is predicted. And there has been no effort, even though that is written in the Affordable Care Act, but we haven't seen the increase in nursing staffing. And that is predicted to fall way short. And I don't even know if there's a timeline when we can expect nurse recruitment to equal that of the patient load.
Maria Amaya, Wakefield Professor of Nursing, University of Texas at El Paso. Thank you for being on 100 at 100, Research for Our Next Century, celebrating our 100th birthday. And my name is Keith Pannell.